Play Sonya for me. Carry me back once again on that timeless breath through passionate ancient days of wisdom, awe, and wonder. Return me again. Deliver me to that world beyond time and grief, where the deliberate breath begins in the bamboo heart and moves out slowly, steadily, mysterious as mountains in mist. Each note filled with mono no awade, the beautiful sadness of all things in this so temporal world. The wisteria blossoms again, and blossoms fall, and we are somehow moved to tears once again. When snow and darkness cover the western mountains, I turn again to the Manyo poets and their songs to find the ancient order, the path that winds through the heart, to lay it open for all who follow behind. The heart is sometimes a snare. It wears disguises. It tells us lies. It pretends it does not know. It invents what we want to hear when we are snared by desire. Strip away the words for me again. Return me to that world beyond words, which are only a reflection of desire. A low moan gropes forth from your shakuhachi, and the words fall away like wisteria blossoms, and I am left to wander the vast expanses of the hearts of old masters. You are a master, my brother. You are a gate, and your breath is a temple. Play a single note. It is always that simple. The heart can equate more easily, more clearly, with pure sound than with meaning. Play a single note and reveal the truth therein. The heart is a gate. Only the breath passes through, emptiness to emptiness. The heart and the breath are one. Play Sonya for me. Play it one more time. Winter comes to Kageon, cold rain in the great cedars. Play Sonya for me, and I will recite again the songs of Ikkyu, Hitomaro, Oriokan. Autumn nights grow cold and long. Each time I listen, I hear you for the first time, all over again. And my heart goes out to greet the thousand gifts you've given me. Yakimochi wrote of the Hototo geese, the mountain cuckoo who lays her egg in the nest of the warbler, Uguis, and departs, leaving the little mountain warbler to act as brood hen, hatching and feeding the young bird, treating it as her own. Issa would be charmed to think of stepmother bird and stepchild singing, each by each, its own strange song. And we are strange birds also, wind and rain rattling or whispering from the heart of ancient bamboo, each of us nursed by a muse leading us into mountains we might never have imagined. You with your song and breath of bamboo, me with my ghosts and prophets of the utter emptiness. When so she's great bird looks down, all he sees is blue. Blue sky above, blue sky below. In the perfect world, it is the bluest blue of the heavens. Yet the cicada and dove both laugh. When we fly, we don't kick up heavy dust. It's easy to reach low trees. Perhaps it's the old feminine spirit who lives on Couche Mountain. She who sips the morning dew, who binds us close together. You are my brother, in whose nest I've placed an egg, whose song is my song, because it is everyone's. Or perhaps it is Kanon, she who listens, she who hears the cries of the world, who has given us this measure, this struggle for song in a suffering world, not of our making. We must carry the shadows of the dead with us wherever we may journey, and we must carry the light. It is only right that we should be so burdened, we who are foolish with endless desire to know, Yakamochi or Basho, Soshi or Isa, I bow to the old masters, and I bow to you, who have brought me much closer to that art that is not art, the heart of bamboo, the silence that is the warp for the weft of song. We are strange birds in strange nests, but the song is all our own.